Good morning. Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, and today I got Mr. Coach Jeff Comer in the studio. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be here.
Well, had you on my list for a little while, so finally got a hold of you and cued you in to coming in and being on the show, so we really appreciate it. We got some past history together, not only me as an athlete playing football, but also working with you in the Putnam County school system. So this is going to be an interesting conversation for me. I want to introduce you to the folks out there in the Upper Cumberland that may not know you or may not have talked to you in a while. So that's my main objective, is to kind of get them to know you a little bit and your history and what you've done around this area for a while. So let's just dive into it, starting with the young Jeff Comer and where you grew up and maybe your parents. Tell us a little bit about your family growing up.
Well, my family moved to Cookeville when I was in the eighth grade. My father was with the federal government, and he got transferred here. So this was where we ended up, and I ended up starting school at the old junior high school over there by Tennessee Tech. And that's what got us here. My mom and dad, my mom was a music person, went to Tennessee Tech as a music major, and all the piano recitals and all the good stuff that came with that we got to go to. And had a great growing up here in Cookeville. It sure has grown since then, I can tell you, that's for sure. But it's been a good place to grow up. I'm glad to be here.
Brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. He's a local attorney, and the black sheep of the family, we call him, since he's an attorney. But
of course. So that's interesting. And several of the guests I've had come on have a unique perspective of Cookeville as they were younger, you know, and now seeing the growth of Cookeville. So tell us a little bit about how it was like for you growing up here in Cookeville as a youngster.
I was originally from Alabama, so
we won't hold that against you.
Well, I roll tide, but that's okay.
Somehow I knew that was coming.
We'll see how things go Saturday. But Cookeville was a great place when we first moved here. It was the university town, you know, a lot of opportunities to go be involved in things at the university. I came from a small rural area. I've told people, and they don't believe it, that when I was in elementary school, we used to get a 2-week vacation in the fall to pick cotton.
Yeah.
And so we would all get out of school and go pick cotton for 2 weeks. And I did that starting at age 7. It was a lot different when we moved here.
People around here, I mean, that probably happened, but it was something maybe the parent did with the students, you know, needing that work, that hand at the house. It, you know, probably around the same time frame as you were growing up.
Yes.
And man, how things have changed. Now, I'll give you a little example of that. My daughter Hallie calls me the other day, and she says, "Dad," she says, "I just got a new battery in the car, like you told me, but my steering wheel won't move." And I said, "What do you mean it won't move?" She said, "It won't move. I got in the car, I started it up, and it won't move." I said, "Well, Hallie, now you know when you get a new battery, that takes care of all those settings, and you have to reprogram that." She goes, "Well, okay, well, how do I do that? I didn't even know I could move the steering wheel."
Yeah.
So, you know, you go from you getting out of school for 2 weeks doing really an actual job, and people use the word entitled, and
I
think that's probably a good word to use, and my kids, one of them, to someone who's driving that don't even know how to move their steering wheel. She's going to kill me if she hears this, but that's exactly what I'm talking about, Coach, is – you know, things have really changed, you know, for these youngsters and even for the parents of these youngsters as time has gone on. But you go from basically a much more simple time to where it's okay, you know, in Alabama, in a small town that you live, to be out for 2 weeks, because that's what ran that town. That's what brought economy and you know, money into that town. So it was an important thing.
Yeah, that was the economy. That was basically it.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see. You know, we're not that far away, and how big a difference, you know, even at that age.
Oh, yeah.
It could be dependent upon, you know, what that town's built on. You know, for us, I guess a huge thing for our town is, of course, I-40. And you drive up and down I-40 right now, I cannot believe, and even 111, I just cannot believe in the mornings and the afternoons going home how crowded it's getting on both of those roads.
Oh, it is. It's, I don't know what it is, but it is really seemed to just explode in the last couple of years.
Really has. It seems like the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I've really noticed that increase. I was going out to work this morning and the red light out there by Mirandy Road and, you know, where you turn down Quinlan Lake, mm-hmm. It was red and traffic was all the way back past, you know, about a mile and a half.
Yeah.
You know, just on 111. So that kind of caught my attention this morning as I was going there. So there's no doubt Cookeville is definitely growing. You can see that with the school system, and we'll talk about that a little bit later because you've actually been around to see a lot of that growth as time has gone on. But moving back to, you know, you said you got here and you went into middle school at the old Cookeville Junior High.
Mm-hmm.
You fed right into Putnam County High School, I'm sure.
Yeah.
How about your high school years? What stands out for you in memories for high school?
The best memory I had in high school was I had a teacher, a history teacher by the name of W.C. Moore. And we came to find out that in W.C., that C in his name stands for Comer.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was named after some of my kinfolks in Alabama, a traveling preacher by the name of last name of Comer. And that's how we connected. And that was a great connection for me as a young kid here in Cookeville.
Wow, how about that? Small world, huh?
It is.
So we're talking to Jeff Comer, Coach Jeff Comer. Been a coach in Putnam County and served with the Putnam County school system for a long time. Continue that conversation there, Coach Comer. So high school, did you play any ball in high school?
Played football for a little while, got injured, got a spinal injury, and had to give that up. But yeah, I had some great times.
You've been around sports, and I guess you ended up probably going to Tennessee Tech, I believe.
Yes.
Is that correct? So you went from Cookeville High School, or actually Putnam County Central at that time.
Yeah, Putnam County Senior High School.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Right into Tennessee Tech. What did you go, what was your major when you got into Tennessee Tech? Did you know what you wanted to do?
No, of course not. but went in, and I have a family that are, a lot of them are in the medical profession, so that was, of course, my push, you know, to get in the medical stuff. And so I started out in that, was not happy doing that, just knew that wasn't what God wanted me to do as far as that. So changed to education and had a great experience at Tech and education, and the rest is history, as they say.
So you pretty much, when you made that shift, you pretty much knew that that's what you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely.
So in kind of settling in on that decision, I know you talked about the one teacher that you were kin to. There had to be some people along the way that mentored you, whether it be in middle school or high school, that kind of stand out as special teachers or special coaches. Who were some of those that affected your life along the way?
Oh, some of the first ones I met when I first moved to Cookeville that really influenced my life was Bob Holloway.
Oh, yeah.
He was the football coach at the old junior high at that time. And so I started playing there and moved to high school. And, of course, Coach Carr.
Yeah,
he was my biology teacher. And I told him years and years that every time I would see him, the most I remember from biology class is when he told us that a Ford car is like a 2-year-old. Every time you take it to town, you've got to buy it something. So that was what I learned for a whole year of biology with him. But he was a great man in my life. So
you've never forgotten that.
No,
that's right.
True.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And you talk about, you know, coming through that situation and the guys that you just talked about, Mr. Holloway, I've always got to call him Mr.
Yeah.
Holloway, Mr. Carr. I didn't even know Mr. Holloway coached football at the junior high. Later on became the principal. He was my principal while I was at Cookeville High School. And then Gertis Carr was his assistant principal.
Yeah.
I didn't know Gertis coached or taught biology.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, look what I've learned already today. That's interesting to me. Those are kind of focal folks in my life, too, because both of them, you know, kept me on straight path.
Yeah.
If I ever got off, Gert's car was there to take care of anything for a lot of people.
And he sure did. He's jerked a knot in my tail several times, but it was good. But Jake Libby was my coach, and wonderful, wonderful man. When he was out there, Colonel Norwood was principal another great man in my life. Had some great mentors in my life, and I've been blessed with that.
That's funny. You know, you mentioned Coach Libby, and he was also my coach. You know, he was a head coach at one time at Cookeville High School.
Yeah,
and
he was my head coach.
Yeah, so he coached you there, and then later on he got back on staff with Ken Honey when I was going through.
Yeah,
and boy, I'm like you. I mean, there's been a few people in my life that I really look up to and, you know, have kind of helped mold, you know, me as I went along. Jake Libby was one of them. Vertus Duff was one of them. You guys in middle school, junior high, I call it middle school now, but junior high at that time. It's amazing the impact these folks. And every time I ask that question, and most of the time when you're talking to sports folks that have coached and played ball, you expect to hear something about a coach, but a lot of times it's just a teacher. You know, teacher in a regular classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's impactful, you know, somewhere along the way. Mine was Tish Garrett.
You know,
Tish Garrett benched me and gave me a 69.4 in general business class. And I had to sit out the last half of the year in basketball. It was the most important thing that happened to me at that point, because I realized that I wasn't as hot stuff as I thought I was at that time and that it could happen. And hey, you got to get the books right, you know, if you want to play ball. And that's what, you know, I know it killed her to do that, but it was a huge lesson. I've told her that several times.
Yeah.
That was very impactful for me. So enough about me. We're going to take a quick break, Coach Comer, and we'll get right back to it.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Good morning again, Upper Cumberland. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host again, Sam Brooks, with Coach Jeff Comer in the house today, talking about his younger days in Cookeville, Tennessee. We made it to the point where he went into Tennessee Tech, decided to be an education major. And as you said a minute ago, kind of the rest is history. But I want to cue back in on Tennessee Tech. That's really a huge learning time for a young adult. You know, you're going from high school where you're dependent upon your parents a whole lot, and then you're moving into a situation a lot of times where you're on your own, and then that next step is to get a job and get out into the real world. So what do you think you learned going through Tennessee Tech that kind of got you ready for that next step?
Well, just learning a lot of educational philosophy helped me a lot at Tennessee Tech. And there, getting my master's degree and my EDS degree, That was probably something that I really never really realized was a real part of education that was a lot of interest to me. So, yeah, it was a great learning experience. And, you know, and while I was at Tech, I did work some, and that kind of got me ready for the real UNCOLA, as they say, and, you know, to be able to go in the afternoons and work a job and things like that. So it was good. It was a good experience, Tech was, all in all.
So did you got your undergrad, and then did you stay and get the other 2 degrees while you were there?
No, I got out and was teaching it at the junior high school, and I think I graduated in 77 with my BS, and I think I started my my master's in 81.
Okay. So you did spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, spread it out a little bit.
So you went to Cookeville Junior High, and then all of a sudden you're throwing your name out there to be a teacher, and you get hired.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, I've been through that too. How was that for you?
That was a different animal way back then. You had to have basically somebody had to kind of help you get a job at that time. It was a real close-knit community. So, you know, I can remember going to the Board of Education to be hired that day. And it was in the old building over there. Used to be the old hospital, and then the library
up there on Broad.
Yeah, yeah. Right up there on Broad. And Joe Dyer, bless his heart, loved Joe Dyer. He interrupted everybody, and he said, "I want to know something, boy. Who is your mom and daddy?" And I thought, "Oh boy, here we go." So, but it's a great experience, and I love Joe. And you know,
well, you couldn't even ask that question now, could you?
No, probably not.
Especially not in that setting.
No.
Well, that's amazing. And who was the principal when you got back to the junior high?
Cecil Allen.
Cecil was there by then?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the principal when I went through. So you started teaching, as I remember, you were a math teacher. So uh-huh. You started in math. So when you get in there, at what point do you decide that you want to get into coaching?
From day one, before I ever really got hired, I went and talked to Coach Cherry and Coach Chambers and told them, you know, that I had an interest in coaching. And Coach Cherry was my coach in high school until he went to Lawrenceburg to coach.
Yeah.
So he knew me. And but, you know, they said that would be great. And so I came and got involved in the coaching. And, you know, that was probably the premier experience in my life, was being to coach with those men.
Well, it was definitely in mine.
Yeah.
And while you guys were there, you know, my dad didn't want me to play football. I was tiny, number one. So he wanted me to wait a little while. So it got to my ninth grade year, and I came out in the spring of my eighth grade year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that was a game changer for me.
Yeah.
And it was just you guys ran your program probably much differently than a lot of programs and coaches out there. At that time, Cookeville Junior High actually had the ninth grade.
Yeah.
Later on, the ninth grade was moved on to the high school, mm-hmm. like some of the other schools had done at that time. So you guys had a unique situation going there with Noel Cherry, yourself, Ron Chambers was the head coach at that time. At some points in time, you had Terry Randolph that was helping out. You, mm-hmm. I mean, you guys had a staff that, as you follow your careers on down the road, all of you kind of went different ways, but all to leadership roles in one way or another.
Yeah. Terry was there, and David Fox, Millis Higginbotham,
yeah.
Gary Strong helped us some later on in the years. Jerry Lowry came and coached some. You were long gone by then, but yeah.
Yeah, it's been a unique thing, men. Though, because you know, Terry was the basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Strong later on was the basketball coach. I didn't see any competition in between the athletes. You guys wanted them to play everything they needed and wanted to play.
Yeah.
And you didn't put any pressure on them not to play anything. That's kind of unique nowadays.
Oh, yeah. And it was unique back then, too. It was, you know, we would hear horror stories of, you know, programs not being able to get the athletes because coaches were fussing and fighting over players and things like that. But it was not that way with us. It was, you know, like you said, everybody needs to play everything, and it was a great opportunity.
We're talking to Coach Jeff Comer today about the life and times at Cookeville Junior High right now. And at that time, you guys taught football and led those young men really with a Christian emphasis.
Yes.
I think that created a lot of growth in the program at that time. Winning and losing was important. It always is. At that level, I think it's more about getting kids ready for their future if they're going to continue on in that. You guys stressed that. You always talked about moving on to the high school.
Yep.
And to be prepared for that. But the thing that I remember the most is that you know, the conversations. It's not like you kind of held a cross up in front of us all the time or anything like that, which probably some of us needed. But, you know, all the thought process that went into all the decisions that you guys made, you kind of made them together. You prayed together. You were a group that was important to. How was that important to you guys, and did you talk about it all the time? And I know fundamentally that's the way you wanted it to be.
Well, probably that was the most important part of our coaching careers was, you know, it was more of a ministry than it was anything else. Sure, everybody likes to win, but and we were very successful for a lot of years. But you know, when you're playing teams like Oak Ridge and Gallatin and the Murfreesboro schools, and you know, when you're playing really tough competition, you know, you're going to have a lot more than just a little ability. And you know, we wanted to give the kids, you know, something that would last a lifetime with them, you know, and that was hopefully a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that was, you know, we had devotions every day. You know, we had got them really involved, hopefully, in FCA. FCA was a big part of our coaching. So it was great for a lot of kids. And, you know, you still run into those kids now all the time, more like you were one of them. So. Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to continue that conversation. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll jump right back in there. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Again, Coach Jeff Comer in the house, and we were reliving junior high days and philosophy of the coaching staff at that time. And you were right. I was a kind of a product of that, and I guess the worst thing about it is I only got 1 year of it.
Yeah.
I only decided to play in ninth grade, but that ended up being a good decision for me because I always loved football. It was always fresh because I hadn't played since I was a young kid. And so even all the way through high school and all the way through Tennessee Tech, I was never tired of football.
Yeah.
So that ended up being a good thing for me. But, you know, back to the faith-based, and I've had Coach Chambers and need to get Coach Cherry in here actually real soon. But you could tell that's something that was very important to you guys, and it bled through to the players. And still today, when I talk to some players about our junior high days, that always comes up, you know, about how safe, secure, and a part of the program that they felt. And you just mentioned FCA. And, you know, really, when you guys got started there, FCA, there wasn't really any FCA going on in this area.
No.
At all.
No, and Cherry was basically the beginnings of FCA,
and you look and just retired not too long ago with FCA, and you look at it now though, it's just about in every school in the Upper Cumberland area, and they got FCA student representatives that work with those schools. Man, that has really grown dramatically, and it's got to give you guys a lot of pride to know that it started right there.
Oh, it has. That's been a great thing, and we're just blessed in the Upper Cumberland to have some good coaches and people that are involved in it still.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of work, and it's turned into a pretty big deal for a lot of folks, and you know, even a full-time job for some.
Oh yeah,
which I think is, you know, great.
Uh-huh.
We need as much of that as we can possibly get, no doubt. But you know, I think what you guys did was provided that foundation for folks, and even if it didn't catch on with them, you know, you had the opportunity to go to Black Mountain.
Yes.
You know, which was a week well spent and great time for kids, and you know, fellowship time too. So there was a lot of things that were kind of built in to being a part of that program at that time. And I do need to touch on very successful. I mean, you said wins and losses are important, and they are, but I know that was secondary to you guys, but you guys had a really good program at that time.
We did, and it was, of course, we did it. I mean, it was like a high school program for just, you know, ninth graders, you know, and it was sad that we only had kids 1 year.
Yeah.
But you know, to get them and send them on was hard to do. But, you know, the program was successful. I remember something Coach Chambers used to always say. He said, I've won, boys, and I've lost, and winning's a whole lot more fun.
Yeah. So he's got a closet full of those sayings.
Oh, I know it.
He's something. So you coached there for several years, and then, you know, you talked about getting your degrees along the way. Mm-hmm. At some point, you had the opportunity to get out of sports a little bit and get into administration. Did you know that that was something that you always wanted to do?
Well, no, but I'd spent so much money and time on getting those degrees that I thought, you know, I at least need to do my part. And so, you know, when something would come up that I thought I had interest in, you know, I would apply for it. And so finally that opportunity came and I was able to move on and had to give up coaching.
So what was your first opportunity as far as being an administrator?
To come to the central office as attendance supervisor.
Okay, so that was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I missed something in between.
No, that was it.
So, man, that's, you know, at the central office, you got kind of the academic side, if you will, a lot of different moving parts. But on your side is more attendance. That's kind of a different ball game. And tell us a little bit about your day to day in the attendance spectrum.
Well, I remember something, and I'd been in it 3 or 4 years, and I remember the superintendent at that time told me, he said, "You know, you deal with the darker side of education." I said, "Well, yeah, that's probably true, but you know, somebody's got to do it." So, you know, you deal a lot with families, and there's lots of things going on. When a kid doesn't go to school, there's, you know, sometimes it's just they just don't want to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, but more often than not, you know, things are going on in the home lives. And so you get a chance to work with that and try to help things. And so it was a great opportunity and something I felt like I was called to do as far as, you know, being with the parents and the kids. And so it was great.
Talking to Jeff Comer, former attendance supervisor, administrator in Putnam County School System, also a coach along the way and teacher. So you get into that administrative role, and when I've had educators in here that are coaches, and we talk about sports or we talk about their former job, I always ask them, I hear a lot now, man, these kids have changed. I even heard that when I was a kid and they were talking about us. So my response, and I want to hear yours, my response to that question or statement that kids have changed is, to me, kids haven't changed. It's the parents more that have changed than the kids. And then it's what the kids are dealing with at the home that's changed. I don't think kids change much.
No, I don't either.
Elaborate for me on that.
I'm like you. I don't think kids have changed. I think society has changed. You know, that the kids these days are having to, you know, they're being bombarded by everything. You know, social media, you know, TV, everything is they're being hit on every side by that kind of stuff. And I remember telling Corby King, he's the new director now. I told him years ago, I said, "Corby, I think this social media is going to ruin our nation before it's over." And, you know, social media has a lot of good things, yeah, but, you know, just like everything else, it can be turned into evil. And, you know, I remember a lot of times I would have to deal with some of the social media problems when I was at the school board. You know, people doing crazy things, sending pictures they shouldn't send, and,
sure,
you know, all this kind of stuff. But you know, they're just hit with so much more. But I don't think kids have changed.
I would completely agree with all of that. And, you know, I think for parents out there who are listening, no different than when the worst thing you had to worry about growing up in Alabama was getting out of school for 2 weeks and going and picking cotton. That was,
yeah,
that was top of your list. You know, top of the list of these kids nowadays, it's vastly different than that.
Oh, yeah.
And as a parent, and I've been through this with my daughter in seventh grade, And at that time, it was that little app called Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard people say Snapchat and TikTok are the devil. and I kind of saw the negative side of that, and we just took it away. And if you're not, if you're allowing your kids to be on those apps and you're not monitoring it, that's when they can really get in trouble. And it's work. It's work to monitor and take a look at what they're doing, maybe even purchase some type of app that can monitor that for you. So you know what your children are doing. And then there's still ways around it.
Oh, yeah.
But my advice to those folks out there would just be make sure you're monitoring what your kids are doing. And if it's negative, you know, we took Snapchat away from Hallie in seventh grade because it was getting into a situation where it was causing possibly a little bit of depression.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that was for me to think my seventh grade daughter was being depressed at all just was crazy.
Yeah. I can't think of any reason why a kid through high school age would need access to that 24 hours a day.
Yeah. And it's like a drug.
Yeah.
You know, once they get access. And I mean,
parents are the same way.
Type of similar things for adults, too.
Absolutely.
But at that age, you know, it's hard to cope and deal with those things, definitely hard to manage. So, you know, I think it's here. It's not going anywhere.
No.
We have to learn to live with it. And I think in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been some pretty big push to try and gain a little bit of control over that. I think you're seeing that right now. But I think the buck stops with the parent.
It does.
And if, you know, if little Johnny's doing something wrong with his phone and causing problems or getting in trouble, then, hey, you don't need that phone.
No, you don't.
Little Johnny. So, and, you know, maybe sometimes they can find ways around that. But back to our original point, Coach, is you know, I don't think kids have changed. I think what they're living with, what they're growing up with is definitely different.
Yes.
Definitely a lot simpler when you got out of school for 2 weeks to go out in the field and pick cotton. No doubt about that. So we'll close her down a little bit talking about you went through your educational career. You decided that you're going to get out. When did you know? How did you know? Why did you know that it was time for you to retire?
Really and truly, I had had some health issues. I had heart surgery in 2005, and during that surgery, I got a bed sore or a pressure wound, whatever you'd want to call them. And I suffered with that for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And couldn't get it healed. Nobody would touch it. And finally, the last 3 or 4 years, I just felt so bad all the time. And, you know, it was a nasty mess to have to deal with. But, you know, I knew I wasn't doing anybody any good by trying to hang around and do that.
So you just knew it was.
I just knew it was time
to do something else.
Time to do something else.
I guess that's kind of worked itself out.
Yeah, it has. Awesome. As soon as I was able to retire and try to get it worked up and healed and all that, I was able to find somebody to get it healed up for me. So
that tells you something. It might have been a little stress related too.
Well, yeah. After you got out of that job, you knew it was a whole lot of stress.
Let me take this opportunity. I always love having this opportunity just to thank you for all that you've done for this district, Putnam County in general, the coaching, the kids that you coach. You probably have no idea how much you meant to those folks. And I get to hear, I'm sure you get to hear it too sometimes, but I get to hear it a lot when I talk to all of the folks that I grew up with and played with, and we go back down memory lane and talk about that time we were able to spend through junior high and high school and all that. And you just positively affected so many people. And it's cool for me to do this show to have the opportunity to tell you guys how much you mean to these people. So thank you for all you've done. It's definitely appreciated.
Thank you, Sam. I appreciate that so much.
And thanks for coming on the show today. I'm happy to bring
welcome.
You back sometime later.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Coach.